Hey guys, it's Nicola and Arden here.
Hello.
Back at you with another episode of The Spyglass. Now, today, we're going to talk about the controversial combat update. So let's jump right in. Alright, so we got two different, one update to the combat, but we have two different combat styles. We got 1.8 combat and post 1.9 combat. So, for the viewers that don't know, we're going to break down each of the combat updates to see what exactly are the pros and the cons of each side, and then we're going to compare them side by side to see which one is truly the better one. But maybe, we don't know, we'll see. It all depends on the different facts. Alright, so, I'll get started with, Arian, you can get started with 1.8 combat?
Yeah, sure, I'll take it from here. So first, 1.8 combat, it's called like the 1.8 combat since it's the combat that was in Minecraft from the beginning of the game in the alpha and beta versions up till 1.9. So that's why like 1.8 is kind of like the latest version of this old combat system. That's why it's called the 1.8 combat system. But now, like, let's go into the 1.8 combat system. So you might have heard of it on like servers like Hypixel or other popular PvP servers, because that's kind of like the more used combat system on these type of servers. And you might have thought that 1.8 PvP is all about like CPS, clicks per second. However faster you can click is how much better you are. And some people like that kind of system since they can just spam like their sword and then work towards like killing someone. But 1.9 or the current PvP, which Nicole will talk about, it kind of changed that kind of rule, but it still didn't win the hearts of all Minecraft players, only like a small portion of people. But now like into the actual content of the 1.8 PvP. Yes, it is kind of like based on CPS, but that alone, like clicks per second, is a very small part on why people like 1.8 and kind of the whole 1.8 thing as a whole. 1.8 is kind of like more about movement, where the basic tactics that people use actually in 1.8 is stuff like sprint resetting, where you tap sprint and you go forward to increase knockback. People do strafing to like dodge the sword, or to like combo a person. And people also try to stop the other player's momentum so they can get a combo. So 1.8 is all based on combos. That's because there's no cooldown to weapons. You can literally spam weapons and knockback will occur, and like that whole sequence will happen where you can spam like a sword and your opponent gets comboed, and they won't be able to break out of that combo until either they're dead or you stop that combo. And combos can happen when you hit someone, there's knockback, right? The person gets like hit away from you by a certain number of blocks, and when they're hit away from you, they can't hit you because they're not in your range anymore. So the whole point of 1.8 PvP is you either go forward in straight line or strafing. Strafing is when you hold down A and D or left and right continuously to kind of circle around your opponent. So you're still facing them while you're circling around them, but they are not facing you anymore because they're looking towards you in a straight line. So it's kind of like dodging your opponent while also keeping your eye on them, while also being able to maintain your combo. But anyway, whether you do like a straight line combat or like strafing where you move around, it's kind of the same thing because the whole point of 1.8 is to maintain a combo. As mentioned like before, combos are continuous hits in which you can hit their opponent, but your opponent can't really hit you unless this combo breaks somehow. And the whole 1.8 is based on how well you're able to maneuver past your opponent or keep them in that combo to kill them. And 1.8 is kind of like people regard it as their favorite like PvP version, the most people, is because it's kind of like, first of all, easy to learn. You can just like spam click while holding W, and bam, you literally kind of like got like a basic understanding of 1.8. But also, it's kind of like people think of it as more skill and not really based on what resources you have. Nick will talk about like the whole current PvP based on resources and like axes, shields, all that kind of stuff. But in general, like even if a player with a wooden sword or like an iron sword or a really bad sword is going against another person with like full netherite or diamond armor, if the person with the like kind of bad sword is really good at 1.8 PvP, they can easily beat the opponent if they're not good. So this means that if I had like a wooden sword and I'm really good at 1.8 PvP, and Nicola has full netherite armor, all this really good gear, even like golden apples, all this kind of stuff, but he's really bad at 1.8 PvP. This means that even if I have a really bad weapon, I do like 0.5 or less damage per hit, I can still maintain that combo so that I can hit him, but he can't hit me. And that enables me to win against him in that case. Just, it's kind of more based on skill in my opinion. But again, it's not really spam clicking, it's more about how you're able to maintain the combo. And people sometimes use like you can research into it later, W tapping, where you kind of stop your own momentum so the other person cannot hit you while you're going forward, but you can still hit them. There's sprint tapping, where you can sprint tap, kind of like W tapping, where you can like sprint, unsprint. So again, you want to stay out of the opponent's range so they can't hit you, but you can still hit your opponent. So yeah, now back to you, Nicola. That's kind of like a basic rundown of 1.8. We'll go into more of it later. Do you have anything you want to add, or do you want to get started on 1.9?
Yeah, no, 1.8 PvP is definitely, like you said, skill-focused, and it also has a lot of strategy to it. And also, like, definitely if you're good at getting resources and stuff like that, but you're not good at PvP, you can get easily railed and completely destroyed by somebody who's really good at 1.8 PvP. But now we can move on to 1.9 PvP, or post-1.9 PvP, which is the PvP introduced in the 1.9 update, along with other features such as end cities and stuff like that. And basically, the major feature of the 1.9 update was that they added cooldowns to any weapon, including your fist, where you have to wait a certain amount of time before you can use your weapon at full capacity. If you use it in the time of that, while it's still cooling down, you're going to have reduced damage of that weapon. So this applies to, like I said, to all weapons, but it applies more to some than to others. For example, axes were really buffed in the 1.9 update, where they received a lot more damage, but they also have a much larger cooldown, while swords do less damage than axes, but have a much shorter cooldown. So this means that you have to really choose whether you want to do a lot of damage over a long period of time, or a small amount, or not a small, but a relatively smaller amount of damage in a shorter amount of time, or shorter span of time. So so players are supposed to not be fully skill, like CPS or skill, like W tapping focused, but instead you have to know how to time your hits, how to know where you're supposed to, or when you're supposed to hit, and it's more strategy based in that sort of sense, instead of fully skill based. So that means that somebody who has no armor would definitely be able to die to, wouldn't as easily be able to rail somebody who has full netherite armor. But there's still a chance to get them really low, especially since stone axes do almost as much as damage as a diamond axe. It's just that some other features such as cooldown and attack speed are lowered for the diamond axe, which does make it advantageous, but it still does the same amount of damage. So this means that people who are lower in level of like going through the progress of the game would still be able to do enough damage to somebody with a high level, but they wouldn't be able to completely destroy them, which is a big change from what it was before. And another thing that 1.9 added was the shield. And basically the shield, what it does is it prevents you from being able to attack, or to prevent people from being able to attack you. While in 1.8 before then, it was instead blocking with your sword, and now you use shield. But shields fully stop damage, which means that it's a lot more powerful than sword blocking was. But it does have a flaw, drawback, which is that an axe can easily break a shield just when it's fully charged. If you do a critical hit on the shield, it will break, and will not break completely, but it'll be on a cooldown for over 5 seconds, I think, and then you won't be able to use your shield at all in that time. So players are supposed to prioritize certain weapons over others and not only bring a certain type of weapon, which in 1.8 would have been a sword, and then just completely spam the hell out of that sword while still doing the skill. In 1.8, now you have to do the strategy, right? So that's the main stuff that was added in 1.9. And then players kept going, or Mojang kept updating past 1.9. They added crossbows, which are bows with longer reload times. And this basically what it does is it's stronger, but it takes more time. Now you might see a pattern here where the crossbows and bows is the same as the sword and the axe, right? Before it used to just be swords and just bows, and now they're trying to add more balance to the game to be able to strategize one to favor one weapon over another depending on your skill focus. If you're able to time hits better, but you're not able to maintain that for a long period of time, you would go for the axe and the crossbow. Otherwise, you would go for the bow and the sword. And then they also added the trident in 1.13, which is basically just a it's kind of like an arrow, but a lot more powerful and a lot. And just a one-time use. So you're able to throw the trident at somebody, and then they take some damage from a lot of damage from that trident. And you're able to enchant it with enchants like loyalty to be able to return it back to you without needing to go manually pick it up. Though it does suck that you have to go pick it up manually if you don't have that enchantment. So this basically means that 1.9 added a lot more, and post 1.9 combat adds a lot more variety to the combat, while 1.8 is more skill focused, more and less strategy and like game progression focused. And then another thing that would later be added is in 1.16 is armor toughness to netherite armor, which reduces knockback. Taken. So if you're a netherite armor, you would take less knockback, which again adds more variety to the sets instead of just adding more less attack damage by armor. You also gain about more debuffs or more buffs too. And also enchants also apply to all of the things that I was talking about. So for example, for a crossbow, you can apply multi-shot, and for a bow, you can apply flame, obviously, and power and all of that, or you can improve the redraw time of a crossbow. But you can't really do improve your attack speed in an axe without upgrading it, because you'll only be able to improve it with sharpness and stuff like that. But yeah, 1.9 PvP really, like I said, it focuses on strategy rather than pure skill, if you understand what I mean. And yeah, but I another reason that another reason that some players would stick to 1.9 than to 1.8 is, of course, for the updates, because the game has been kept updating while some people stay in 1.8 PvP and don't get those updates. So for example, you don't get the Elytra, you don't get the end cities, you don't get the new Nether, you don't get the new caves and cliffs, the Warden. You don't get any of that if you stick to 1.8. And then another combat feature that was added, or that people are using, but it really remained constant throughout the game, but it was really debuffed with shields, is end crystal PvP, which is where you use obsidian and crystals to basically blow up the other person. And yeah, you can use a shield to block that damage now, which definitely reduces the power of end crystal PvP, but it's still a really powerful tool to use and can still definitely kill somebody really easily. I think I covered most of 1.9 for anybody who didn't understand what or didn't know what happened, what the change was. I don't know if you have anything to add, Arian.
Yeah, so I do want to mention that you brought up a really good point about like new updates. I mean, like PvP is a very, very, very small portion of Minecraft as a whole, and I don't think that like changing your whole world and playing everything in 1.8, I don't think doing that to only experience the 1.8 PvP is enough to justify all the content you're losing. Like the whole end kind of sucks, and then Nether also kind of sucks. And the overworld also kind of sucks, if you're like before 1.9. So definitely, like I mean, I fully recommend newest version has the best kind of stuff. And maybe like you can try 1.0 PvP on servers. But I just want to go into more in depth into the whole knockback, like situation in 1.8 PvP before we go into like a comparison between 1.8 and 1.9 PvP. So as I mentioned before, 1.8 PvP is all based on the combos, and combos are based on knockback. I just want to clarify that I kind of go into W tapping or sprint tapping. The thing is with sprinting is if you're sprinting and you attack someone, then they take more combat than if you weren't sprinting. So sprinting is a really big part of it because you want the other person to take like that knockback and go away so they can't hit you, but you want to still be able to hit them. And also, like, obviously, like, when you hit someone, their sprinting ends and they do like start sprinting again. So if you hit someone, then their sprinting ends and they're not running at you, but your sprinting is still going on and you're still running at them. So that means that even after you hit someone, you still do maintain the sprint, and your next hit, even after the first hit in your combo, will still have that increased knockback to target. But your target can't hit you because they're like flying right now. Their knockback's insane because they don't have that sprint going on, but you do since you're maintaining that sprint. So again, the key to like combos is you want to get the first hit, or based on first hit, whoever gets the most knockback first is at disadvantage because they can't hit the other person, but the other person can still hit you. That's kind of like the whole idea of W tapping or sprint tapping or this kind of idea, where if you W tap or sprint tap, then you temporarily stop sprinting. Where first you're sprinting, you stop sprinting and then sprint again. Where in that case, you get more reach on the person when they're away, and then you hit them first, and then they're like in the air or they're like not able to hit you. But since you're still sprinting, you still hit them. And even if you weren't really W tapping, the other guy wouldn't really get that much knockback since you're not sprinting. Again, sprinting is more knockback. So if you're not W tapping, if you're not sprinting, then like again, that's not that much knockback. So again, the whole idea of W tapping is you sprint, you attack the person, you stop sprinting so you don't run into them and they can attack you, where you stay out of their range. Then you start sprinting again to maintain that combo. And now, like last thing, I want to go into fishing rods. Fishing rods are kind of like misunderstood. People like use them kind of either for memes or they have no idea what they're doing with fishing rods. And the reason why is it is really hard to understand what a fishing rod exactly is trying to do. And I might not have all the facts correct, so feel free to like double check me. But essentially, fishing rods it kind of ties in with the whole knockback system. So as you know, like Minecraft all works in ticks, where basically in a tick, each specific tick, Minecraft kind of resets and kind of updates the positions of all the players or everything in the world. That means that using fishing rods, you're gonna take advantage of the space in between ticks, that like 1 millisecond, where either there's ping or there's latency on your network or any other like bad computer or bad server. You're taking advantage of that slight reduce of ping in which the game did not update the players to kind of get like kind of get better into a combo and more like closer to an opponent and being able to knock back them better between that one tick. So first of all, I'll just do a recap. Sprinting is more reach, right? Because in that case, when you're sprinting, you're able to get to the person when they're in a combo, but they're not able to get to you since they're not sprinting. So sprinting is more reach and more knockback. But if you're getting comboed or if you're getting knockback, then you're going away from the person and you're gonna have less reach to them. It's kind of more about like physics, momentum, where if you're going towards someone, then they can reach you, but if they're going away from you, they can't reach you if it's all happening simultaneously. So now, so if you have like one person running at other person, and one person like throws a rod, then that rod knocks the other person back, or at least temporarily stops their sprinting. And that kind of starts this whole combo, because the person where the person who's not sprinting anymore, or gets knocked back by this fishing rod, he gets less reach since he's not sprinting, and the person who knocked the guy back with the fishing rod gets more reach since he's still sprinting. And thus, the guy who actually has a fishing rod and is still sprinting gets more reach, and the whole combo starts again. So again, recap, sprinting is more knockback and more reach because of momentum. And then if you're actually getting knocked back, like getting knocked back by the opponent, you have less reach. That then that results in, if you use fishing rod, you stop the other person from sprinting, or you temporarily pause them, which causes them in that second to have less reach on you. Therefore, you could hit them first before they can hit you, and whoever gets the first hit, and if they can maintain the combo, they win. And last quick note before I get into a comparison, jumping. Jumping is a really important part of post 1.8 PvP, 1.9 PvP, because jumping enables you to get a critical hit. And the thing is, you always want to stay in the ground in 1.8, because if you're off the ground and you're jumping or something, that means that there's more knockback. If you notice that, like, if your friend is hitting you and you're on the ground, vs when you jump up, you take much more knockback if you're in the air. That's why, again, this goes back to the whole idea of you want to take less knockback, and you want your opponent to take like more knockback than you, so then you can maintain that combo. So again, don't jump if you're like comboing someone, or if you're trying to like get to the position in 1.8 PvP where you can like combo them. If you jump, then you take more knockback if they hit you first, and then you get into a combo. So don't jump. Okay, so that's kind of like my short spiel on 1.8 PvP. It might have been ranting, but I hope at least some of it makes sense. Now let's get into a comparison between 1.8 and 1.9 PvP. So first I'll go over some like some pros and cons of 1.8 PvP, and Nicola, then you can get into 1.9 PvP pros and cons, and then we can analyze each pro, each con, see how much it affects, and see like why servers are using this type of like 1.8 PvP versus 1.9, or maybe some servers are using both 1.8 and 1.9 PvP. Okay, so 1.8 PvP, it's again based on swords. I do want to make clear that I feel like 1.8 PvP is kind of more true to Minecraft's like game itself, because like, look, there's different tools for all these different things. Like swords are for combat, pickaxes are for mining, axes are for chopping, hoes are for hoeing ground, I mean like shovels for shoveling. These tools have a specific purpose, and in that purpose, swords are for fighting and axes are for chopping wood. Like, that's the purpose of the game. But I feel like 1.9 PvP kind of changes that mechanic, because now axes and shields are such an important part of 1.8, because no longer are swords like OP and only for combat, because there's cooldowns now in 1.8 PvP. You can't spam a sword. I mean, you can, but it doesn't have the same effect as it did in 1.8. Less damage and all that kind of stuff. And axe PvP in 1.9 is the core part of 1.9, since axes already have a cooldown, so you're taking advantage of the cooldown of swords to get a critical hit by jumping up and hitting while falling down to get more damage over opponent. And also, like what's the whole thing about stone axes being as powerful as like an iron axe and almost as powerful as a diamond axe? Like stone is not as good as like iron or diamond. Like, what are your thoughts on the whole like axe versus sword situation in 1.8 versus 1.9, Nicola?
I mean, like you said, there's definitely a purpose for every weapon in 1.0, or for every tool in 1.8. Like you said, axes are for chopping, swords are for fighting, and it definitely splits off every single tool into their own domain. But the thing is, in real life, you've got you can still like hit somebody with an axe, and that will hurt, right? It's not like only a sword will hurt somebody really bad, which is why I think that it's a really that it's definitely more towards realism that they switched towards axes to being stronger but heavier, and swords being faster and lighter, because that's definitely how you would think it would work in real life. You wouldn't think that you would like smack somebody with a really sharp but heavy blade, and that it wouldn't do as much damage as a short, you know, a short, well, not a short, but a less, you know, damaging blade. But that being said, it's definitely like there's definitely a difference there between the things, and they definitely focus on their own things, whether it's splitting it off or putting it together. And it's definitely one of those things where, you know, you don't want to be there's not a truly a right answer and there's not a wrong answer, but you got to choose what you prefer. And I guess Mojang themselves chose 1.9 PvP to keep going on with that. I guess we can move on to the 1.9 pros and cons. So the pros of 1.9, in my opinion, are that, like I said, it's a little more realistic, and it's also a little more allowing towards people who might not be as skilled at combat. Now, don't get me wrong, if you can't fight, you're definitely going to lose against somebody who can fight, but you're not going to lose to somebody who can fight who has literally nothing but a wooden sword. Right, that's not how it works. Even though that's how it works in 1.8, it's not how it works in 1.9. You can definitely kill somebody if you're a lot more powerful than them. But if there's a slight difference, or even like a semi-large difference, like for example, they're in iron armor and you're in diamond armor, even enchanted diamond armor, you can definitely still get completely destroyed by somebody who's really good at PvP. So there's definitely that aspect of skill that's still present in 1.9, but you still have to, you know, do resources and that kind of stuff, which is really important, I think, in a game, to be able to balance those two kinds of things. And another pro is that it definitely focuses also on strategy. We have to know what to bring and how to use it. I also didn't mention that crossbows can also use fireworks to blow people up. Oh, yeah. But basically, you can use the fireworks to shoot instead of arrows, and that will do more damage than normal arrows, but it's harder to craft, and it's a lot more expensive. So it definitely shows that you have to, like, you know, do proper resource management to be able to do that. Well, in 1.8, all you really need is some gapples, some an enchanted sword, and some enchanted armor, and you'll be set, and a bow, I guess. But there's not too much to 1.8 PvP besides skill. Like you said, when you went really into depth into the strategy or the skill that's needed for this, you really need to know exactly what you need to be doing to be able to win against somebody who's skilled as well. But in 1.9, you don't really need to be super smart in how you fight. You just need to, you know the basics and be able to fight somebody pretty well. But then there are definitely some cons, which is that there's definitely less of a skill element, like I said, which some people might like and some people might not like. You know, it all depends on the person. Some people might want to spend hours learning how to fight, and others might want to spend hours trying to get the resources to be able to fight in the first place. It really depends on who you are and what your playstyle is. And another con of 1.9 that I can think of is that basically, I mean, there's just a lot of different aspects to it, which might get overwhelming to some new players, and that they might just think that a sword is super powerful while nothing else should be thought of. But there's definitely like a lot of research to go in, and you don't really know what to take if you're new to the game, and you definitely have to do a lot of research and that kind of stuff to know exactly what you need to do in what kind of situation. And that being said, you definitely need to look at the situation, be able to analyze what's happening, and know exactly what you need to do in that situation. But yeah, that being said, I think that should be all the pros and cons of 1.9 and 1.8. I don't know if you have anything to add, Aryan.
Yeah, so I mean, like, I feel like, again, it's kind of like 1.9 is based on resource gathering and 1.8 is based on skill. So I feel like, I don't know, I'm kind of split on whether Minecraft did the correct choice. I mean, I understand their point of, like, Minecraft is the whole game itself is on getting resources. It's kind of like getting to build stuff. And I feel like the current PvP, 1.9 PvP, was a good idea because it makes people actually not just rely on their insane grinding and all their hours put into PvP to kill someone, but it relies on the amount of effort they actually put into the server or into, like, the place where they're playing. It's kind of based on resource gathering. Again, it's based on all. It's all based on resource gathering. If you're able to get better resources than your opponent, then you can defeat them. Even if you kind of suck at 1.9 PvP, even though you kind of suck again. If you have better resources than your opponent, if you have netherite armor and your opponent has a wooden sword, you're probably going to beat them, even if you suck and your opponent is really good at 1.6 in PvP. Because, again, it is based on more resource gathering versus skill. So it's kind of, like, different. It's kind of, like, it's kind of, like, comparing two different games. 1.9 PvP is kind of, like, this combo-based game, movement-based, clicks per second-based. Well, the current 1.9 PvP system is based on resource gathering, critical hits, kind of more strategy, how you're going to either use your terrain around you, your teammates, or your items versus the other items to, like, actually get an advantage over opponent. And also the whole thing about there's so many more items in 1.9 PvP that you can use, like current PvP, there's Ender Pearls, that's, like, they're pretty OP for sneaking past your opponent. Elytras, if you just want to get away. Shields, I'm not going to get into shields, but shields, oh my god. Crossbows, bows, crossbow with fireworks, those, like, I don't know who invented them, but wow, yeah. That's a whole nother thing. But in general, it's just kind of like comparing two different games. I mean, they're both in Minecraft, but it's just kind of hard to compare them. I mean, some people who like spending hours into PvP, they only like PvP, they will probably like 1.9 PvP better. Like all these lava buckets, cobwebs, water buckets, bows, raws, all these type of things, and grinding hours and hours on servers. But people who like resource gathering, actually like playing the game by like building and kind of like a more general idea of Minecraft, where they're not that involved into 1.9 or into PvP in general, they would like 1.9 in the current PvP, based on my opinion.
For sure, yeah. All right, that was a pretty good summary of what we talked about for today. There's definitely a lot of different aspects to each type of style. I also wanted to quickly mention that Mojang did do a series of combat tests, that they call them, which is basically just experimental changes to combat that were never really truly implemented. And I guess I could just go over exactly like kind of what they did. They basically added a bunch of different stuff to the game. For example, for gameplay, they added the combat reach parameter. They added a cleaving enchantment for axes, which adds 2 damage to the axe and 0.5 seconds of shield stun per level. They also added a shield indicator option, displaying whether the shield is active. They changed bows so that arrows shot from bows become less accurate if held for longer than 3 seconds. They increased the attack speed for all axes, while all axes are weaker and deal a half a heart more damage than their sword counterparts, which definitely debuffs the axes more than, but not as much as they were in 1.8. And they always would disable shield for 1.6 seconds instead of a 25% chance to disable them for 5 seconds. And they only use 1 durability, among other changes. They changed all the different tools in slight different ways. You can check out on the wiki. And shields now only block up to 5 health points or 2.5 hearts of attack damage. Swords, they increase the attack speeds for all swords and decrease damage for them. So you can see that they're trying to balance out all of them to slightly bring it back towards 1.8, but not completely where the sword was completely dominating over everything else. They're trying to keep that sort of element of strategy in the game, but still have, you know, options for the player to choose and to have, you know, different types of things that they could use. And they also increased the attacks. They also made some changes to tridents, where they increased their attack speed, decreased their melee damage, they buffed the attack reach, and can now be shot from dispensers, which is really interesting. They changed some other items, stackability and stuff like that, but it's also definitely interesting that they're focusing on trying to bring stuff together instead of trying to, you know, separate every single item into being super powerful on one side and not on the other. It definitely balances the game a little more, but again, this is an experimental update, so I don't think we'll be seeing an update anytime really soon. I would hope so, but I'm not really sure that it'll be happening really. Also, just to mention that Bedrock Edition is sticking to 1.8 PvP, which is an interesting choice by Mojang themselves. I'm not really sure why they would split the games like that, but it definitely shows that there's a big difference between the versions, and I would hope that they would try to go towards making them both similar in some way, but it's Mojang, they're pretty unpredictable. I don't know what will happen. I don't know if you have any thoughts on both of those things, Arian.
So I think the whole idea of like I won't get into like the idea of servers using this kind of like 1.9 or 1.8 PvP. Obviously there is like Hypixel, which to my knowledge, I mean they use 1.8 PvP. And in that case, 1.8 PvP. So yeah, also one more thing. Like if you're in a duel with 1.8 PvP against 1.9 PvP, like both people are using different versions, like you can do in Hypixel. Who would win? And I think in that case, it's kind of based on items, but I think definitely the 1.8 PvP person will win, since I think combos in general are much better if the other person is jumping and trying to crit, like in 1.9 PvP. But I want to bring in the Technoblade versus Dream Duel, where it's kind of hard to measure person's skill at PvP, where in that duel, Technoblade was really good at 1.8 PvP. But Dream at the time was really good at 1.9 PvP. And it's kind of like what PvP version should you use? Do you want to use 1.8 PvP where it'll help Technoblade? Or do you want to use 1.9 PvP where it'll help Dream? In that case, the duel was switching between versions continuously, 1.8 to 1.9 to 1.8 to 1.9. And it was just kind of weird to see like the whole strat changing between the different PvP versions. And it's definitely like I don't know. I feel like Micah changing in the middle, it's kind of like creates divisions within the game. And now servers are like some servers or some mods are using 1.8 PvP because they think it's better and they think players will like it more. But others are sticking to the current PvP 1.9 PvP because it's just what more people are like used to. What more people are using in like not in servers but their own worlds. And it's just kind of like this like the PvP with more items and more kind of creativity with strategy. So as you start to wrap up, that's kind of like 1.9 PvP and 1.8 PvP summarized. We compared them pros and cons. We also talk about their relation to servers, to mods, to kind of like the current state of Minecraft, where there's still like a whole division between 1.8 players and 1.9 players. Do you have any last thoughts, Nicola?
Yeah, there's definitely that divide between the different types of combat, and there's definitely people that are staunchly 1.8 PvP, which can be seen by Hypixel, which stayed behind in 1.8, and there are definitely people who stay by Mojang and their updates, staying on the newer versions. I think that was a really good summary of the pros and cons of 1.8 and 1.9. So yeah, I think we really the listeners now. You guys are really set up on what the scene is in the combat controversy. So yeah, I think we can wrap it up here. Thank you guys for listening to the Spyglass. If you guys are on Apple Podcasts, make sure to rate us 5 stars. If you guys are on Spotify, make sure to follow us. It really helps us out a ton. But otherwise, that'll be it for us for today. So bye.
Bye.